Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. The Golden Oracle has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. She's a born seer, conscious medium, and healer, and she was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from her childhood by her grandmother and great-grandmother, who are both conscious mediums. Her life mission is to use this secret knowledge of that brought down from generations to communicate with spirit and to answer your questions. She also uses her life experience as a survivor in her work as a teacher, life coach, and spiritual counselor. For the past 40 years, Ada Marie has hosted seminars for students and corporations. As a seer and survivor, she guides and supports you on your path to spiritual, emotional regeneration. When life gets a little too much for you to handle alone, you can always call Ada Marie and come to her serene healing retreat near Tucson, Arizona, to recharge with spiritual guidance and 24-hour intensive sometimes. The Golden Oracle can work miracles of spiritual and physical rejuvenation. You can reconnect with your own personal power and return to your ordinary life with renewed energy and confidence. So to learn more about her work and her rejuvenating spa, you can always visit her website, which is www.thegoldenoracle.com. And she is not quite online yet. Yes, she is right now. One second. Let's get connected here. Hello, Ada Marie.
Yes, this is
there
Ada Marie.
There you go.
Are we ready?
Well, we certainly are. How was your spirit communication today?
It was good. It was very good, actually.
Wonderful.
I was happy about that.
Uh-huh. Anything special that you want to share with us?
Well, yes, I do want to share something because it isn't often that you get a blanket message for the whole country. And the real interesting thing with this was I had a feeling of laughter, you know, like something
mm-hmm.
was really funny, and I couldn't identify it. And I went into channel to see if I could, and it was so joyous, so happy. And then I got on the phone because I had to take the phone call. And guess what? Every energy in our country, our air, our ground, and everything has been purified through a sun. Magnetic sun healing, and I don't know exactly how that works or what it means, but it was being purified of a lot of stuff that was bad for the air and for us to breathe and for our health, and that just thrilled me to death. But I don't understand. I don't know how they did it or when they did it. I just know that it was done through the sun and that everybody will find that the air around them now is lighter and sweeter and more comfortable. So that's what I have to share with you today, and I'm very happy. I've been very excited to be able to tell you.
Oh, boy. I'm thrilled, too. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I thought so, too.
Sun healing. My goodness. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either. I have never heard of blanket healing to the earth, you know?
It's the angels
that and I do listen to several different angels, but the angels that were joyously sharing this information were thrilled to death that there was one person in this planet that would tell of this event, and of course that turned out to be me. But I'm only doing one show, so I hope anybody who picks up this show will share that information. You know,
well, I sure
that
hope
would
they
be
will
wonderful.
Too.
Yeah, that
absolutely
would really be wonderful. Because it's just amazing all the things that go on that we have no idea about or have wouldn't even know how to think about them, let alone know about them.
Are
happening around the universe. It's just amazing. And we happen to be in a place where we are getting some healings that we are totally unaware of. So I'm wondering if people are feeling lighter, if they're feeling better, if they're not so depressed, if their pains are less painful. I'm wondering what it is doing. That is my question out there.
My question, too. My goodness, I'm just wondering here. We do have, let's see here. Let me see if I can get someone here and see if they have any feelings. Let's see, here we go.
That would be good.
Yeah. Has anyone, let's see, where are we now? Has anyone here, oh my goodness, maybe we have someone.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name's Susan. I did call, but I had to hang up.
Okay, I thought so. I don't know if you missed this. Something very special came about that Ada Marie in her latest at Communication with Spirit was informed that there's been a sun healing for this whole country, and she's wondering if anybody is feeling the air is lighter and feeling in any way different in the last couple of hours or so.
I can't really say for sure if that's what it is. I mean,
close your eyes and just kind of open your arms wide and say, I'm ready to receive anything wonderful. About that.
I'm ready to receive anything wonderful.
Okay. And then if you do get any feelings, let us know, okay?
I think what's interesting is that a lot of people have a different kind of pain, you know, that runs through their body. And I'm wondering if this pain is being lessened. You know, I'm thinking, okay, now, I know people who have, they call it arthritis or something to that effect. And I'm wondering if these kind of conditions are being lessened and lessened because of the energy that's being sent to the whole, it's being sent to the whole planet, but because we are willing to listen, they gave me this information and said that, you know, our country would probably be more noticeable than others because they would put more energy toward this half of the hemisphere. So I am hoping.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think it's very interesting, and I am hoping that it's helpful to every single person who has any kind of a condition that needs to have the pain removed.
Well, how about sadness, and how about
well,
fear
painful.
And disappointment?
Well, to be sad is to be painful. It's
it
a
sure
sad
is.
Thing. When people are painful, they're very sad. when the very sad, they're painful. So I'm thinking and I'm hoping that it applies to everything that that promotes or has anything to do with pain. That's my wish. And I could be wrong, but I really feel that this is a blessing, a real blessing. And I'm hoping that people are beginning to feel it, or that they will within the next 24 hours begin to raise that energy up from feeling pain to no pain.
Fabulous.
I don't know.
How are you feeling, Susan, since you announced that you were ready? You know, sometimes you have to ask for it. Your phone is going in and out a little bit. Maybe you can move to a little better place.
Yeah. I can't hear at all.
All right. Let me see if I can get a
Oh, that's better, Susan. Good.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't really feeling anything. Just dealing with my own issues.
Okay. Well, sometimes our issues can get in between us and spirit. We're so focused on ourselves that we don't hear what spirit has to say. That's why I ask you to open your arms and ask for it, you know.
Ask for the healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to just click off with you and just go on and let Ada Marie give us as much as she can from what she received, and then we'll ask for questions later. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I'm totally fascinated with this message that you got from Spirit. A sun healing. Wonderful.
A sun healing, if I understand it correctly, is that the sun pours out rays of perfect health and energy to us, and we don't have to be standing in it to get it, but we do have to be in an area where there is sun shining. In other words, you could be sitting on a patio or at a table somewhere, or anywhere, doing something where there is some sun that you can see with your eyes, you can feel on your body. If you see it with your eyes, it's as powerful as if it was shining on your back or your head. So that was interesting. I thought that was very interesting, because a lot of times, you know, You can stand in the light and the sun will be shining, and when you walk away from it, you feel a little bit tired, but then you notice later that you have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really never give that a whole bunch of thought, but I know I'll go out in the sun and walk around the house and come back in and sit down, drink a glass of water, and go back to work, and my energy level is back where it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I,
well,
I know that.
I'm facing east, and some of the clouds are golden, so we're beginning to get toward the sunset here.
Right.
So, but the clouds today are all golden instead of red. They're golden.
How beautiful!
It is
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So,
we don't get to see that often.
No, that's right. So there, so the golden sun shining on the clouds is good enough for me. So,
absolutely, I would think so.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So then, did Spirit please ask Spirit if there is something special that we should do about this?
Well, we should be very grateful for it, for one thing, and we should pay attention to how daily that we have the opportunity to have that extra energy from the sun that buoys us up in the later afternoon.
Okay.
Because that's where it shows up. It shows up at later in the afternoon, and for some people, it'll even keep them awake in the evening.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
The sun has a lot of healing power, you know, but it also has a lot of control, because if you get too much sun, it's not good for you. So you have to have a brain that tells you, okay, I've had enough for today.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that the sun in the evening is more powerful.
Yes, it
My
is.
My goodness. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready to take a question?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. May we know who we're talking with?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
Good. What's your question?
My question is, are there any, I'm taking care of my dad's monies now.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some bonds out there that are missing, or
uh-huh.
monies that are missing
mm-hmm.
that I can retrieve?
Were they missing in the bank?
No. I had a list of bonds that I just recently cashed and put in his estate. But then
okay.
there was another list was given to me by the people who made his trust.
Mm-hmm.
Are those still out there, or have they been cashed, or what?
No, they're not cashed. They're still out there.
Okay, and are there any other ones that are not on my list?
No.
Just the ones on my list?
On your list, yes. And they're
okay.
out there. You'll find them.
Okay. Because what I'm going to do, I think, is I'm not going to cash those just yet, because it's going to be too much money out there that I'm going to have to pay taxes on.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You can hold them for a long time.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, if I cash them next year, on next year's stuff, it'll be next year's income.
Mm-hmm.
And that would
Correct.
Be better.
Right.
I just felt like these were there, and I don't think my brother knows about it, or he would have tried to take them.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything about it, so don't talk.
No, I wrote up all the forms today, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to change that one thing on the form to say we're just going to have them reissued.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go back to the companies. Yes. And be sure and tell them that if anyone attempts to cash them in, to red flag it and notify you.
Immediately.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And am I going to have more problems with my brother?
Pardon?
Am I going to have more problems with my brother?
The less he knows, the better off you'll be, the less problems you'll have.
Yeah.
And keep your mouth shut and don't tell any family members.
No. My husband and I have talked about this, and I'm just going to go to the bank, have them put the – they have to certify it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go with – should I go with the one that I did for the previous bonds, or should I go to the other bank?
Well, you could go to the other bank, have them in two different places.
Yeah.
And that
certifying it, it doesn't matter which one I certify.
Right, it doesn't.
Okay. And I like this one group better.
Right.
Okay. Well, this sounds like there's a pile of money that didn't nobody knows about.
They don't, and you better not tell anybody.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just going to reinvest them in the bonds. In other words, just and do it with. I mean, you have to do them electronically now. And just do it that way.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay.
Okay, you're right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just stay with us because you might get some other information you didn't expect from other people's questions. It's fascinating how that works. Thanks a lot. You might get some interesting information just from other people's questions.
Okay.
It happens a lot here.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I stay with the program.
Good.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Shana?
Dana?
No, Shana.
Shana. Oh, okay.
Okay. Yes, I want to know, do you see anything happen for me financially or if I'm going to move to a new location? Right now, I'm a
Honey, you have to speak slower.
I want to know, if, do you see any money coming my way? And if me and my children are going to get our own place to live.
If there's any money coming your way?
Yes, me and my children is going to get our own place to live.
Okay, let's do the first question first. You're asking if there's any money coming your way, and my answer to you is, at this time, I don't see any. But now, what's your next question?
Is me and my children going to get our own place to live?
Pardon?
Are they going to get her their own place to live? She and her children need a place, their own place to live.
Okay. Yes, they can do that through the aid of the county.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Do you see that happening?
Do you see it happening for her?
Yes, I see it happening if she makes the effort to go down and go through all the steps that it takes to do it.
Okay.
You can do it, but you have to stay with the steps and stay with them until you get what you want.
Okay. And you don't see any money, correct?
Pardon?
And you don't see any kind of
She
financial.
Doesn't see the money yet.
I don't see it yet, but I see that you can do it if you go through the county. The county will give you money, but you have to do all the steps they have for you to do. That's what I'm trying. Yeah.
Have you been considering doing some studying, like upgrading your skills and things?
Not right now. I did graduate with a degree.
Okay.
Because you can get help, but there's a lot of steps to getting it. I mean, there's a lot of things you have to do, questions you have to answer, and things you have to look up to show them. Pardon? And then they will help you, but you have to do all your homework, which is a lot. Okay.
Okay. Is that helpful?
Yes, it's helpful.
Yeah.
Good.
And they will help you, but you just have to stay with it, you know.
Yeah, just get every bit of paperwork that you can possibly find.
And don't get discouraged. Just keep going down the steps, okay?
Okay.
Or up the steps, whichever you want to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Good luck. Lots of prayers
yes.
for you.
We'll send prayers
many, many
to you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you again. Let's see now.
Mm-hmm.
And hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
You have a question? Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Hi, this is Candy.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to address what Ada Marie said, because today I didn't wake up with a lot of energy, but I laid back down after walking Rachel, and I woke
mm-hmm.
up feeling much lighter and pain-free. So I think I'm feeling it, Ada Marie.
Good.
Oh, that's
good.
Fabulous. Yeah.
That's
and I'm
terrific. In California, so of course I was grateful. You know, I thought it was just the state of mind I might have been in, but, you know, not to have pain because I usually have it every day. Was it
yeah,
unusual?
Yeah, but I'm going to keep sending you healing every morning and every night. So you raise that vibration up, 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 up.
Okay. All right, I wanted to thank you.
You're welcome,
and,
I'm happy that it's working. I'll keep it up.
Yes, I really appreciate it.
Okay, good.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Candy. Okay.
She's actually receiving the energy. I'm delighted.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh,
yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Everything's beginning to, some of the things are working pretty well now, aren't they?
Yes, they
That's
are.
That's marvelous.
It's beginning to happen for people.
Absolutely, yeah. Very, very good.
Yes.
And
so.
Everything, I'm this is the very first time you've told us about a healing for the planet. And my goodness,
right.
We certainly need it.
We do need it, and it's the first time I've received that information was this morning. So, I can only give you the information I receive, and I know it's just a very skinny little bit of information, but attached to it, and you will see it happening, is all the good things that's coming with it. So
great.
I'm very happy to be able to say that we can look forward to some very, very good things happening.
Can you share with some
I don't
of the
know
way...
what they are. I can't share it because I don't know it. I only
when,
know
when,
that the change is happening as we're speaking.
Uh-huh. When you are reaching out to Spirit for healing and for advice, is there any special things that you do?
Yes. I drink a glass of water, and then I sit very quietly, and because I've drank the water, you know, water goes first to your head and then down through your body, so... I sit there and I'd be very, very still. And sometimes I think I'm going to do a half hour and I find out I've done 2 hours or an hour and a half or maybe only 20 minutes. And then I go back again and I try to do it later. And sometimes I have to just quit and wait because it depends on how much I believe. This is what I think I know. I believe that my energy has to be in a certain place, a certain energy power. I mean, I have to be open to a certain energy pattern to be able to get the information from Spirit. I don't think it's just at random. I just get it. I don't think I do that because sometimes I can sit for 45 minutes and nothing comes. And another time I can sit down, and in 3 minutes I've got, oh, my goodness, I can't even write that fast. So mm-hmm. I don't know how or why, or I only know that how it works is how they think that you can handle it. That's my only answer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And
because
and,
everybody can do it, but they've got to have the patience to do it. They've got to have the patience to wait and walk with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it takes a long time. And when I was a little girl, my grandmother instilled in us patience. Believe me, she did. She made mm-hmm. us wait. When we waited, when she said wait, that meant to sit silently on the floor against the wall with her hands in her lap and be quiet until she came back to speak. And then she would come back and speak. And she'd ask you a question. She'd say, did you fall asleep? How do you feel? What did you think about? You know, like that. And
mm-hmm.
little did I know, or Carl know, we talked about this later years we have. How did we know we were being trained to have sight? We didn't know it, because they didn't call it that.
Uh-huh.
See, it was different then. That was years ago.
Yes.
I'm in my 80s, and that was years ago. And somebody said to me the other day, well, how old are you really? I said, well, I'm 83. She said, you sound like you're 23. And I laughed. I said, well, thank you. That's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but it depends on the person. It depends on each person. How strong do they want to be? How healthy do they want to be? How successful do they want to be? How happy do they want to be? It's all a state of mind. It's your mind. It does it. If you're going to have a negative thought, you're going to have a negative energy. And you cannot afford it. You cannot afford it. If something goes wrong, say, okay, Father, what did I learn from that? Don't say,
absolutely.
I'm upset. Say, what am I learning? Ask for the learning in the incident so you can get the learning.
That's
and then
right. If you don't, don't learn from the pain, you went through the pain for nothing, didn't you?
That's right. You'll do it again.
Absolutely.
That's the scary part. If you don't get the message the first time, you'll do it again
mm-hmm.
until you get it.
We have someone who just joined us that missed the wonderful information about this, the sun healing. Could you tell us just a little bit about that again? And I'll bet more is going to come through for you.
Is your friend going to talk about it?
No, it's someone who just called, and I thought it would be nice if this person who just signed in might be able to hear about the sun healing that Spirit told you about.
Oh, well, that's a sun healing for the earth, and to give the energy to the earth and to the and of course because it comes to the earth, it comes to the people too. So whether you're in the sun or out of the sun, you will feel the power of that energy coming to you if you are open for it and positive about it. It will come and be of good. It'll be of good use to you. And there's, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, I've said it several times, but
the Spirit has asked you to pass it around, so that's why
right.
That's why I'm asking you to repeat it. And I hope the people that were here on before don't mind hearing it again.
Well, I hope that they will use that energy.
Yeah, let's see the question this new person has.
Yes.
One second. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, it's Sherry. And I did hear her message
Sherry.
About the sun
oh,
healing.
Good.
And
oh,
I
great.
Agree with her 100%, and I'm open to receiving it, and I think I got a little bit of it.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
You know why? Because I felt a little bit of uplift. I'm selling my house, and so I'm selling, you know, having garage sales and stuff, and I didn't feel any sadness, and it went very well. And
good.
I think it has
oh,
everything to do with the sun. And I was just commenting today, I said, what a beautiful day. I said, this is the perfect day for doing this, and I think I did right having it today. And I have a lighter energy in my home. And it doesn't surprise me that that went on without my knowledge, but I did feel a little boost, and I'm really sensitive to energies, and I thought I was going to be sad selling my things, and I'm not. So it had to be
That's great. What you're doing is you're passing on them on to other people that can enjoy them.
Yes,
isn't that wonderful?
Well,
not
I'm
only that, you're moving up to have a more enjoyable and a freer life.
Exactly. You read my mind, and that was my question. Do you see me selling the house or getting this house sold by January?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
And the wonderful thing is that you're ready to go forward and do something different and good for you.
Hold on just a second.
Pardon?
I said hold on just a second. My delivery guy literally just showed up. Get back.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to just hand it to him. Get back, baby.
Life goes on.
Hi, I appreciate you guys. Thanks. All right, thank you. Sorry about that, ladies. My
That's
timing
okay.
lately.
That's wonderful.
What do you see also when I get to California? I'm going to really work on expanding my mediumship and my psychic abilities. Do you see that going forward?
Let me explain to you how to do that. It's being trained as a little girl, there's no big bunch of stuff you have to do. All you have to do is have a clear, calm, comfortable feeling and a clear mind that is empty and willing to receive.
Right.
That's it. Then go sit down someplace or lie down, if you want to lie down someplace, and be silent, and you will receive like nothing. Your head will be completely empty. You won't have any kind of a thought. Now, when you are not having any kind of a thought, you are receiving what you have need of. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Please understand this, because this is the whole crux of the whole thing. People think they have to be thinking. They don't think. You're supposed to be silent in your head.
Right.
And
I'm with you. Sometimes I get it in 3 minutes, and sometimes it takes 45 minutes. I never know.
You never know.
Uh-huh.
You're right. You will never know. But once you get a pattern set, it works, and it guides you for the rest of your life if you use it. I mean, it's just, if people would just stop complaining, for heaven's sake, stop the damn complaining and be still.
And demanding.
demanding.
I want it now. I want it now. I want it the way I want it.
But
it's not like the movies.
Right.
It's not like
but
on TV.
Just be silent.
Yeah.
Things would, they'd be covered with bountiful things. And they wouldn't have to be doing all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to work for a company one time, and I walked into the office, and the first thing I met was a lady that was there, and she took a dislike to me. And you know, you can tell when people instantly dislike you. And so she showed me to a desk, and I sat down in the desk, and I sat there for a little bit, and I thought to myself, now wait a minute, do I want to go to the trouble to work in a place where I have to make somebody like me, or hopefully they'll learn to like me, or should I just go someplace where I can work with people who are like me? And the voice said, move. And I got right up out of the chair. I picked up my purse and I walked out the door.
Nice.
Two doors down the hall, I walked in and said I was looking for a job. And the guy said something to me, and I said, son, I was looking for a job when I got the last one. And the lady got somebody to do two jobs, so mine, she could do, that woman could do both. I could only do one. She let me go. So now I'm looking for a job. And he said, well, what can you do? I said, well, what do you want me to do? And I'll tell you if I can do it. And I got a job there, and I was there like 9 years.
Nice.
But you see, it just is, it's an attitude. The other lady just took a look at me and immediately didn't like me, so I wasn't going to be there very long, was I?
Nah, not happy anyways.
No. But the second place I saw, we had a ball. We both had kids the same age. It was a riot. So it was a good job. I had it for many years.
Well, speaking of good jobs, when I get moved where I'm moving, I'm going to try to write and do my painting and my
mm-hmm.
readings. Are you seeing me able to support myself?
Right.
Is that I'm following my heart. And
well, you will be able to support. If you
yeah.
do readings, you're
yeah.
very clear. You're very clear. And so you will do very well.
Yeah. Sometimes
okay.
people don't want to hear the truth, and that gets...
That's right, but give them the truth anyway.
Okay.
Don't ever fail not to... If you don't give them the truth, don't give them anything.
Right.
When they ask a question.
Yeah, as soon as, as soon as you do that, you lose your gift. I mean, the spirit doesn't...
I'll never lie.
Really. Is not
right.
interested in working with phonies.
Right.
But
so,
it upsets me when I disappoint people and they get so disappointed they want to move or something, and I'm like, I see it taking it longer than what you're thinking, and they get so angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't want to lie to you. Would you rather I lied to you?
Yeah, that's what I say the same thing. I say, when you come here, I'm not responsible for the truth. I'm going to give it to you. You do what you want with it. But I'm not responsible for what you get.
Right.
So
it's a lot easier on you if you know the truth.
Yeah. And if you know the truth,
really
you
is.
Can work around it. Right.
Yes, the people who fool themselves are their own worst enemy.
It's terrible.
Well, mm-hmm. they're doing themselves a disservice. But, you know, one lady said to me, she was a tax lady. She did taxes. And we moved to Arizona, so I was looking for a new tax person. And she said, well, she says, the only time I cheat is when I'm playing solitaire.
Good
I said,
for
oh,
her.
That's interesting. So I still stayed with my tax lady in California because I knew she didn't cheat. But, I mean, when the woman said it, I don't think she realized what she was saying.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if it's something you do in one place, you'll do it in another.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. So
My grandma used to say, if you lie, you'll steal, and if you steal, you'll kill.
Right.
Oh, my.
Right.
Well, sometimes just lying can kill.
Yeah.
It's a very strange thing. Yeah. It kills love, it kills hope, it kills many different things that are more valuable than we give them credit for.
Well, you know, if somebody has to tell you they're honest, watch out. Because when people are honest, they don't have to tell you.
That's right.
I mean, it's so strange. And they'll tell you, well, I'm honest. I say, okay, that's fine. As long as I know that, I'm okay.
Right.
I don't know why they do that. I think
how about the people who say, well, they tell you the truth? And I'm thinking, instead of the lies that you've been telling me, now you're going to tell me the truth, make me announcement? It's so funny.
I know. It's just odd. I mean, what can you do? They're just going to, you know. I mean, how strange is that?
Absolutely. So we who work with spirit and do so deliberately and consciously, we have a different attitude about many, many things.
Well, for one thing, if It's you're lying. You're lying to yourself. Because nobody's going to, it won't be long until everybody knows that you're not going to do a good job for them.
That's right.
You know?
That's true.
It's a very sad thing. The people who really, really, really want the truth, no matter how bitter it is, you have to give it to them. Because then they can prepare for whatever it is they have to do.
Right.
And that's true. Important.
It is. As they say, the truth will set you free. It will free
it
you to do what you have to do.
Right. To take care of everything you have to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for one thing, if a person is really frustrated, they need to hear the truth. And then, in the middle of the frustration, something will come to their head, and they'll be able to walk through it. But if people have been telling them da-da-da-da-da-da to keep them hoodwinked, and then they get the truth, they're just stunned. They don't know what to do. You know? So you have to send them to somebody who can help them with whatever it is that problem was, because they need to go to somebody who can tell them, give them the advice they need.
And another thing that is very important is to be open to answers, no matter where they come from. Sometimes you can be standing or riding a bus or something, and the couple of people behind you will be talking about something completely different, and the answer you were looking for will pop out of their mouths.
Right,
and you just have to be open to the answers wherever they come from, because spirit can use anybody.
And the funny thing is, I was sitting in the bank one day, and I had to wait and wait and wait and wait. And a couple came and sat down across from me, and they weren't talking to me. They were talking to each other. And he said something, and all of a sudden I went, oh, my God. I was sitting here waiting to ask the banker that very question. And I just got up and walked out because I had the answer.
Nice.
No point in waiting anymore after you got your answer.
No. The next time I saw her, she said, well, what happened? I said, well, that couple that was sitting there, that man answered my question for his wife. And so I just got up and left. I didn't need to ask you. I already had the answer. But it was so funny because I'd been waiting and waiting to ask her to be sure to do this right, and he's sitting there telling his wife how they have to do. So after I had already been told, there was no sense in hanging around.
Right. It's amazing how the road smooths out before you when you are ready to receive, and you're constantly receiving all the time, and it just sometimes is click click click, and you get exactly what you need from a mother speaking to a baby who can say how the words come out. It doesn't matter. The signs, or you get a sign. You can just read something in a slogan on a sign or something, and all of a sudden it clicks.
Right.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's really amazing. It always tickles me.
Yeah, so many people they want the answer to come in an exact way. Like a proclamation from on high, or a vision, or
No. I heard a little boy in a grocery store one day, and everybody was buying groceries back and forth and to the side, And this little boy said to his mother, he said, "We don't need that. We don't need that." And she looked at him, and she put it back. And he said, "Thank you." I don't even know what she had in her hand because I was looking at him. But he said it. It was awesome. I mean, the way he said it was like a father talking to a son, you know.
Yeah.
"We don't need that." And he said it twice. And she put it back on the shelf. I didn't even see what it was. She put it back right away. And I thought to myself, what did I just experience here? You know.
Right.
He sounded more like the father than she did the mother. So it was really funny.
Yes, indeed. You absolutely never know what answers are coming to us all the time. The spirit is all around us, and so many times, the answer is just rejected because it didn't come the right way. It didn't come the way they were expecting it.
Right. Right. It's amazing.
How do you keep so clear? Was it the early training that you had, Ada Marie?
Well, for one thing, and this is something that everybody should practice that they don't. I listen. I listen to what you are saying. I listen to it. I don't only hear the words. I listen to your tone of voice, and I listen to your speech, and I listen to the moderation of whatever it is we're doing. So if people learn how to listen, then they're way ahead of the game, because then they're totally aware of what is going on. If they do not listen, and many people don't listen, and they don't even know what you said. But they agree, and that's wrong. You have to listen, and you have to listen carefully, because not only are the words, which are very not really important, but the attitude, the energy, the atmosphere, the amount of things that are happening, all have something to do with the answer that you just gave. If you were in some place and somebody asked you if you wanted to go have a cup of coffee and you said yes, and they said okay, maybe they were talking about going to a restaurant, and you might be in a store where you could just get a cup of coffee out of a machine. That might have been what they meant. But you wouldn't know if you didn't listen, because you wouldn't know really what they wanted to do. Do they really want to get a cup of coffee out of the coffee machine in the store, or do they want to go get their groceries and go sit down and have a cup of coffee in a nice place to relax? You don't know.
Right.
If you don't know, you don't know. If you listen, you'll know.
So many people have what I call assumptionitis. They assume without...
Yes, I know.
They think they know.
It's
a serious disease.
Yep. So, that's what I say. I say, be sure that you're aware of your surroundings, and also at all times, be sure that you listen to what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I do believe I was feeling that sun healing that you spoke about. I really do feel
a little better, more energetic.
I feel more optimistic. Is that
appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely,
that's
appropriate. Because if someone is feeling optimistic, that means they're headed upward, not downward.
That's right.
So
that's for sure.
That's a good thing that you said. See, that's very positive. But the
mm-hmm.
people who get depressed the most are men, and that very often happens because they work all day, and the sun's in their eyes coming home, and they don't like it.
Oh.
You
huh.
see? So they're not mm-hmm. appreciating the energy from the sun.
Oh, I see.
So they get home, and they're going, oh, my goodness, that sun just about wore me out instead of it gave them energy because it was hard for them to work against, to drive against.
Sure. Well,
so,
isn't that why they made sunglasses? I mean,
pardon?
Yeah,
isn't
that
is
why
pardon.
They made sunglasses?
Yeah, that's true. But still in all, if you're very tired from your job, it's still a little much, you know, for some people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it just depends on how people look at things. That, again, is what you're saying is, are they appreciating the fact that they have sunglasses?
And the label that you put on things, maybe that's as important as what you're actually experiencing.
Right, it is. It's all, if you don't put a positive label on it, it's going to be wearing you out. It's going to make you tired.
Mm-hmm.
Any negative energy is going to tire you out, where a positive energy will just give you a lift.
Right.
You know, I walked into a room today and I said, okay, what's happening? And everybody sat up straight and said, what? I said, well, what's happening? I thought this was going to be a really fun meeting. Any coffee?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, no. I said, well, we got to have some coffee, and we got to have a good, positive meeting. And one
uh-huh.
guy said, did you just wake up? I said, no, I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. And he said, where did you get this energy? Oh, I said, I found it. It was sitting there waiting for me when I got up. So, but it's true. People don't, you know, they don't try to be positive. They don't try to be awake.
Right.
So that's not good.
No, it isn't.
Anyway, it's like, again, here we are. We're almost over with the show, and I really wanted to tell everybody something. I do take calls. These are three questions I got this last week. I do take calls from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening. And my phone number is 520-896-9510. And I am hoping I said it slow enough so everybody could write it down. 520-896-9510. And my computer is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. And
that's
we just
your
had
email,
a couple
right?
Pardon?
Your email? Your email? That's
oh,
your
my email.
Email
is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. Now, I just had a couple leave today that had looked around to find me for over 5 months because they only heard Ada Marie and at the Golden Oracle. But my actual phone number should be on everything. That if you type in Ada Marie at the Golden Oracle, you should get the phone number and everything. So I am
but
sorry.
But the only thing is that there are other Ada Maries, and that might be a problem.
Yeah, but what I'm doing is I'm putting my phone number there.
Uh-huh.
With my phone number there, they should be able to call.
That's interesting. Let's find out. We just had someone else call in. I'm just kind of curious about this.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah. Hi.
And you have a question. You have a question for Ada Marie.
Yes. Can you still hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Fine.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. My question, Ada Marie, is do you see Linda taking me on with her agency?
What did you say now? Give me that
Linda
question.
Linda
taking her on with her agency.
Say it again.
Do you see Linda taking her on at her as her agency? What
You're
kind of an agency does Linda have?
It's a work agency. I'd be doing work for.
For people who want jobs?
No. It has to do with sales. She has she's very successful.
I see.
And I talked to her.
Yeah.
And at first she sounded real. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, keep talking. I want to know what the work is about.
Well, at first she sounded really excited and interested. She said she'll teach me everything she knows. But I haven't heard back from her, and it's been, I don't know, like 6 weeks or so.
You won't hear from her again either.
Okay, so she's decided against it?
Yes.
I would say she makes empty promises.
Well, Anna Marie, do you know why she decided against it? Did she think I was not a good candidate?
No, she's not in business.
Oh.
She needed money and she didn't get the backing.
Okay.
Didn't have anything to do with you.
Oh.
Okay.
So in other words, go find somebody else to work with.
That sound good?
Well, I still see, Ada Marie, I still see her business signs all over the place.
Well, you probably do, honey, but she doesn't have any money. She hasn't picked She's trying her best to come get somebody to. She needs backing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, she's one of the most successful businesswomen in the area, so I don't. Yeah.
Well, something's gone wrong. So, you know, she's not in a good place right now financially.
Okay. All right. Did she like me? Did she think I was a good? Okay.
She likes you all right, but her problem is bigger than she is.
I see. Okay.
So.
But you really there's something out there for you, so keep looking. Don't wait for her.
Yeah, just keep on going forward.
Well, Ada Marie, I am working. I do have my own employment. I do. But I
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
But I think there is something better for that you'll like better for you. But just keep your eyes and ears open and be as helpful as you can to strangers, because I believe this is going to come to you through a stranger. Do you get anything like that, Ada Marie?
Well, it's somebody that she's not from. She might sort of know who they are, but doesn't really know them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it comes from another direction.
Okay.
Well,
I appreciate it. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Just keep as cheerful and optimistic as you're coming across at. And just don't let this disappointment get you down.
Okay.
Sounds good. You guys take care.
Right.
Okay.
Okie doke.
So then I think that just about brings us to the end, unless somebody else has a question. If they do, hit the one again so I can see you blink. So don't see any. I think we are pretty good.
For everybody that's listening.
Am I still on?
It sounds like you are. Yes.
You know what? There's something with your show. It says I had to redial numerous times to get in. It says that the show is full and to listen on the website, and it wasn't taking phone calls. So that might be the problem. You might have callers trying to get in, and so there might be something on the switchboard or something when you're operating it that you hit a switch and allow more callers to call in. Because it might be just letting one caller in at a time or something
How
like that.
Odd.
I had to dial numerous times, hit redial to finally get in.
My goodness. Okay.
I would say the show is full. Call back or listen to on the website.
Oh, okay.
Well, then somebody over there needs to make a call to the company and complain about that.
Yeah.
Because I can't make the complaint, but one of you people can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think there's one that I do believe we just
somebody
pretty well them. Took care of everyone. I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad I could tell you that. Yeah, for sure.
Me too. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe, but let's just, Ada Marie, would you give your phone number one more time?
Okay. It's 520-896-9510. And I am hoping each of you were able to get on it.
Good.
520-896-9510.
Great.
And I am usually on the phone between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. I go to bed at 7 o'clock at night.
Well, anybody who gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do the healings and prayers, I can understand that.
Yeah, that's true. I do. I'm up, but I don't take calls until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Because I have to have the time to do the healing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So that's what happened.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, here we are, and this wonderful sun healing has come to us today. And let's everybody just take as much credit and as much advantage of this wonderful sun healing that Spirit told you about, and just soak it up and use it. That's
well, you know, a lot of the people called that did the tomatoes on their feet. I can't tell you how many calls I had that people just called and left a message that couldn't get on and said, it's the first time my feet have felt good in a long time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm happy about that, you know. I mean, people
it's
are
wonderful.
Actually listening and they're actually using this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. Yeah.
It is a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
So if Spirit wants to say anything more to you, it's
I don't
now.
Think so. I think we're done for now.
Okay. So then, everyone, thank you so much for calling. Looking forward to talking to you next week. And just love and light. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week.
Yes. And God bless you all. Okay. Amen.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.